Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 449.
On Now You Know.
So Tesla released their Q1 production and delivery numbers yesterday.
362,615 vehicles were produced in Q1. That's 345,000 Model 3s and Ys and 17,000 other models.
And 336,681 vehicles were delivered in Q1.
So lots of chatter that this was below consensus, which was 377,000 deliveries.
Well, yeah, that's 10.8% below consensus.
But don't forget that during Q1, Tesla shut down 4 production lines globally and refreshed their best-selling product and did it in record time. That would make any auto manufacturer jealous.
That is magic.
Good point. Plus, like what we've been saying, analysts keep forgetting about Optimus, which is coming possibly next year.
And speaking of Optimus, Milan Kovac, who works at Tesla, said our latest walk, straight knees, smoother heel-to-toe gait, and arm sway, just chilling around, entirely trained in simulation with reinforcement learning.
And Elon said accurate actuators accelerate automation. Little alliteration there for you.
Now, as we look at this video of Optimus walking around the office last year, you can see this kind of poopy pants gait.
Poopy.
Yeah, and Holmar's catalog says getting much more natural.
And Elon says, and much better actuators are coming. Doge Designer posted how it started versus how it's going.
Elon said the rate of improvement is indeed rapid. There will be a legion of Optimus robots this year.
Now, some people pointed out that Boston Dynamics robot Atlas can do this.
But Boston Dynamics themselves confirmed that Atlas was following a motion capture suit. So,
oh, like a guy with the balls on the thing.
Yeah, I mean, so when you watch a movie and it's like, wow, how did they get the blue people in Avatar to do stuff? It's like, well, that was a person in a suit, and then the computer captured what they did, and then a robot is able to do that.
And Elon said, but when did they start versus when did we form the humanoid robotics team at Tesla?
And if you wanted to look that up, Grok says Boston Dynamics began working on the Atlas robot in 2013 versus 2021 for Optimus.
Oh, 8 years sooner.
So they had quite a bit of a head start.
And Boston Dynamics doesn't have hands yet.
Who needs hands?
And the Model Y was the number one best-selling car in Norway as well for both March and the whole first quarter.
69,302 sold in Norway in Q1. Nice.
Nice. And Elon said.
That's cool.
Elon posted Tesla Model Y is number one in China.
Tesla Model Y was the best-selling car in China for the month of March.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, sponsored by our friends at Signature Solar.
We want to thank Signature Solar in Texas for sponsoring today's show.
Yeah, we recently got the EG4 LLS 48-volt server rack battery.
And the EG4 3-slot battery rack from Signature Solar.
So the battery stores 5.1 kilowatt hours of energy and comes with a 10-year warranty. And this system is awesome. The rack keeps the battery protected and allows us to move it around to where we need to store the energy with these super smooth wheels.
And it's expandable, so we can install more batteries as needed.
The best part about working with Signature Solar for me is that they are super knowledgeable and friendly, and they're located in the U.S. Okay, well, that's three things.
But you're right. Having system designers and technical support people that you can actually reach out to is priceless, especially when you're doing it yourself.
And Signature Solar has so many quality brands like EG4, Anchor, Big Battery, and more.
And so many bundles that make doing it yourself easy.
There are some big sales going on right now on everything from inverters and batteries to solar panels.
So use our link in the show notes and save big.
All right, so SpaceX posted first views of Earth's polar regions from Dragon.
So check out Earth viewed from the Fram-2 Crew Dragon spacecraft.
What is it, like winter in Africa right now?
That's not Africa. They're flying a polar orbit. We're seeing the Arctic and the Antarctic. As Elon said, this is the first time humans have been in orbit around the poles of Earth. So yeah, we don't usually get to see entire continents covered in snow and ice because Normally, we're flying around the equator.
SpaceX posted the Framonauts will conduct 22 science experiments while orbiting the poles, all designed to help human health on future long-duration spaceflights.
And how cool is this? Cheng Wang, the mission commander of Fram 2, posted this footage from the astronauts' perspective as the spacecraft's side hatch is closed at T-minus 2 hours before the launch on Monday.
On behalf of the closeout team and everyone at SpaceX, we wish you a great flight. Good luck.
Thank you, Obed. Thank you, team.
SpaceX posted this is the fourth flight for the Dragon supporting this mission, having previously flown for Crew 1, Space Station, Inspiration 4, and Polaris's programs Polaris Dawn. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well, this Dragon spacecraft that they flew over the poles
has
been in space three times before for those missions.
It's used?
Yeah, it's a used spacecraft.
And look at these views as the crew opens the cupola door.
There go the clamps.
Right, and that's...
Oh, hang on.
Still the handle.
Whoa, what a perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Open up to Antarctica.
Yes.
Let's go in.
Sounds cool, right here. Sunrise.
That's probably better. Distribution of labor.
And our last call.
And you even have Alex Jones weighing in. He says,
I'm real sorry for the Flat Earth cult.
Starlink posted that Starlink's high-speed internet is now available on Arrakis. Wait, that's Dune.
No, as DSP says, my old Starlink Gen 1 holds its own during these West Texas and South New Mexico dust storms.
Wait, that's a Dishy McFlatface?
It's a Dishy McFlatface. It is on Earth, but it definitely looks like Dune in that picture.
NASA astronaut Suni Williams was obviously very happy.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
To finally be home. She said, best homecoming ever.
So remember that Suni and Butch went up to the ISS on the Boeing Starliner.
Which was a bit of a lemon.
What a piece of junk.
I mean, it was only supposed to be an 8-day mission.
Sailed that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
But they were up there for 10 months.
I know, it's just insane. And get this, Eric Berger posted, so you probably won't believe how desperate Starliner's flight to the space station got last summer. So this is Butch Wilmore. I don't know that we can come back to Earth at that point. I don't know if we can. And matter of fact, I'm thinking we probably can't. So there we are, loss of 6 degrees of freedom control, 4 aft thrusters down, and I'm visualizing orbital mechanics. The space station is nose down, so we're not exactly level with the station, but below it. If you're below the station, you're moving faster. That's orbital mechanics. It's going to make you move away from the station. So I'm doing all of this in my mind. I don't know what control I have. What if I lose another thruster? What if we lose comms? What am I going to do? I thought it was a hydrogen leak.
God.
And it turns out, basically, the spacecraft was uncontrollable.
If you've ever played Kerbal Space Program before, you've been in a situation like this where you've completely messed up, designed your capsule wrong because you're just clicking and putting stuff on a capsule and you've run out of fuel or something like that. But in the game, it's a game. It's not a multi-billion dollar spacecraft.
With lives in it.
It's not real astronauts on board. It's supposed to be funny. But this is real life, and they're on a capsule that basically might not have made it to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
If it loses control, you're just in orbit. It's not like you can't stick out your thumb.
No.
We would have had to send a rescue mission, or we would have just had to hope that they deorbited. And you might be like, oh, well, then they would have just deorbited. You don't know where you're coming back if they had to deorbit. If they had to just be like, okay, fire retrograde, they could end up anywhere on Earth practically.
Wow.
Like between these latitudes and these latitudes. Pretty much anywhere. They could land in North Korea. They could land, you know what I mean? Like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Well,
and if they had no comms, we wouldn't know where they were.
I guess that's why Elon said, wow. And Elon said, well, at least something positive. Now at 425 rocket landings.
Oh, thank God for SpaceX.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll. Would you ever do this with your Cybertruck? Remember, we talked about it floating like a boat last episode. And, 20% said they would.
Wow, a lot of landlubbers in our Patreon.
But our patron, Douglas, said, hey, Jesse, maybe you can attach water wheels to the Cybertruck wheels. Homemade wooden ones? Amazon has these. Kind of expensive, though. I think you can make yours cheaper.
I do.
A lot of patrons are wondering if you're going to turn your Cybertruck into a boat. We'll get back to you on that.
I really like my Cybertruck.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. Elon said, learning to drive will become like learning to ride a horse, optional.
Yeah.
David Sacks says, how long until AI can turn a screenplay into a movie?
Elon says, into a watchable movie towards the end of next year.
Elon said, the long con of the left is corruption of the judiciary. And then Elon posted this when he went to CIA. He said, this is what happens if you take DayQuil and NyQuil at the same time. So that's the green one. There's the picture there of him really doing it. And then, of course, you got to have the anime picture.
There were people on X, they're like, you're breaking the law because you took a picture inside the CIA, which you're not allowed to do.
Which every movie has.
Well, but also, you're not allowed to do that unless you have strict permission from the director of the CIA.
He's standing next to him.
Who he is standing next to.
Mario Nafal said, poor sleep shrinks brain and raises Alzheimer's risk. And Elon said,
uh-oh.
Then Elon said this in response to Brad Schimmel losing the Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin.
Elon said, I expected to lose, but there is a value to losing a piece for a positional gain.
And what he meant was they won the passage of the voter ID amendment in Wisconsin. So 60.3% of voters approved it. And Elon posted, as I mentioned several years ago, it increasingly appears that humanity is a biological bootloader for digital superintelligence. Uh-oh, that was our only job? And then Elon reposted this. Neuralink said, the Neuralink patient registry is now open globally. So if you have quadriplegia and are interested in exploring a groundbreaking way to control a computer using your thoughts, you can now sign up from anywhere in the world. And it's now time for Supercharger Reviews, where we can take a break for a second and let you guys do the work.
All right, I know this isn't a Supercharger, but this is our first road trip in our new Rivian, and thought I'd give you a quick review of a Rivian charger. We are in Holbrook, Arizona, on our way here from Salt Lake, charging at 112 kilowatts, which is awesome. By far the fastest charger that we've had on this trip so far, coming from Salt Lake City. We're right next to a Taco Bell, and there's also a Pizza Hut in there as well. Which, again, out of all the chargers we went to, this is the best food and best convenience that we've seen. Right across the street, you've got a McDonald's, you got a China buffet, and then a Maverick and some gas stations down there. So location's not bad. You know, comparing this to some of the other supercharger reviews I've seen on your guys' channel, I'd give this an 8 out of 10. Now you know.
Hello, Jack, Zach, and Desi. I'm at the Rion Supercharger V4 in France, and I was charging my Model Y on a really late Monday night when I just realized something. So there's a small screen here, and this is to pay with a Visa card, and I've never seen those before. So I will rate this place as a maybe 7, because it's really close to the highway. There is nothing to eat just around it, but not at this time of the day. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger Reviews. If you're like, gee, I wish I could see more of those, we have a website with a map. And on that map, we've got all of our Supercharger Reviews, and you can upload your own there as well. Woo! We did it.
We changed up our format and completed our first week with 3 shows.
And we couldn't have done it without our amazing Patreon patrons.
Yeah, please consider joining us over on Patreon for as little as a buck a month. We have tons more content there waiting for you.
We'll see you next week.
3 times.
See you then, everybody. Now you know.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.